Student loan debt forgiveness plan ruled unconstitutional. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal judge in Texas says President Biden, in ordering debt cancellation, usurped congressional authority.
The Biden administration's plan would have canceled between $10,000 and $20,000 in student debt for millions of borrowers. A conservative advocacy group, Job Creators Network Foundation, challenged the loan forgiveness plan, arguing it was an example of excessive executive power.
Fox's Tom Graham. The White House says the Justice Department is appealing the ruling. The forgiveness program was already on hold from a previous court ruling. The Republican Party is inching closer to the majority in the House of Representatives. Former Navy SEAL Eli Crane has been declared the winner in Arizona's 2nd Congressional District, beating three-term incumbent Democrat Tom O'Halloran. The GOP is now 7 seats away from controlling the House, with 32 congressional races still undecided. 5 people are reported dead in Florida in the aftermath of what was Hurricane Nicole. 2 of them electrocuted by a downed power line, devastating erosion from the storm surge in some areas, destroying some beachfront properties.
Incredible sights of buildings collapsing into the water. We have numerous buildings, about 12 in all, if not more, that are being deemed unsafe. We're talking big condo buildings here that have to be inspected to make sure that they are still sound structurally.
Will Nunley of Fox Weather. What's left of the storm has been downgraded again, now a tropical depression moving north across Georgia. Police in Boulder, Colorado have launched a new investigation into the death of JonBenet Ramsey, enlisting a fresh squad of experts in the hope of cracking the case. The 6-year-old was found strangled to death in the basement of her parents' home the day after Christmas in 1996. A slightly better than expected consumer price report pushing Wall Street more than 1,200 points higher Thursday. Early morning Dow futures are trading nearly 250 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden is on an Air Force One red-eye flight at this hour, beginning a week-long overseas trip.
The president flies first to Egypt for a climate conference, then on to Cambodia to meet with Southeastern Asian nations. He'll finish in Bali, Indonesia, where he'll meet with his counterparts at the G20. As the election results continue to trickle in stateside, he won't meet with Vladimir Putin. The Russian president is not expected to be there, but Biden will meet with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping, on Monday for the first time since taking office. President Biden insists he'll directly confront Xi about persistent Chinese threats to Taiwan.
Fox's David Spont at the White House. Before leaving, the president savored the midterm election results at a Democrat National Committee function in Washington.
Regardless of what the final tally showed, I'm prepared to work with Republicans. But the American people have made it clear. They expect Republicans to work with me as well.
It's back to work today for Twitter employees who've been working at home. New owner Elon Musk says they must be in the office today to handle the tough times ahead for the company, although Musk says the platform has reached an all-time high in active users. But there's a report suggesting an increase in hate tweets.
The Center for Countering Digital Hate says a racial epithet used to attack black people was found more than 26,000 times in the week after Musk took ownership. That's 3 times the average for a week in 2022. A slur used to attack trans people went up 53%. Offensive terms for homosexuals, Jews, and Hispanics also increased. But Twitter's head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth, said the platform had made significant progress in bringing the numbers down. He said hateful activity on the service is now about 95% lower than it was before the new ownership. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.